Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. Thanks for dropping around. You are listening to Humor at Work. So it's the last podcast of 2016. It's December as I'm doing this, so I hope everybody had an awesome, fabulous year, and that you will have safe, happy, humor-filled holidays. Since it is the end of the year, I want to offer a very simple suggestion, a great thing to do with your family, your friends, your team at work to reflect on the year and think about the year ahead. Gather your team and have everybody on your team share three thoughts. Number one, their top three positive highlights, milestones, or wins of the year. Number two, the top three things they are most grateful for. And number three, the top three things they are most excited about for 2016. You can keep it to work-related goals or expand it to also include personal highlights. Or do both. Do the work stuff and then do the personal stuff. And have the same conversation, like I said, with your friends and family. It's a simple way to slow down and appreciate all you've accomplished in 2015 and to look forward to what's coming ahead in 2016. And now my fun at work tip. As I'm doing this podcast, December 18th is official Underdog Day coming up. Now, we don't have to wait for just one day a year, but it's a good reminder that we need to remember to celebrate the unrecognized and underappreciated people in our lives and in our workplaces. So take the time to thank, acknowledge, appreciate, send flowers, bring coffee, send a gift, serenade someone in your workplace or life who just far too often goes unrecognized and is underappreciated. Celebrate the underdogs in your life. The quote of the week from Ellen DeGeneres: laugh. Laugh as much as you can. Laugh until you cry. Cry until you laugh. Keep doing it, even if people are passing you on the street saying, "I can't tell if that person is laughing or crying, but either way, they seem crazy. Let's walk faster." I love that quote. It's just so wacky, but it's also so important. And the last one, it's a wacky world. Okay, as I'm doing this podcast, we're coming into December, and December 18th, did you know, is Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. So make sure you celebrate in some form. Don your tackiest gay apparel and maybe award a prize for the ugliest, tackiest, and most absurd sweater of the season. But wait, there's more, because December 18th, Friday, yes, is also Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day. Here's how it works. You simply answer the phone and say your name. Hello, my name is Mike the Elf. Hello, Mike the Elf here. What is your favorite color? That's all you have to do. It's from the movie Elf. It's stupid. It's silly. But hey, how could you not try it at least once? It's Mike the Elf. What's your favorite color? Well, until next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. I will see you in 2016.